I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Recently in Bangladesh, men from an electric company arrived at FMI-supported Pastor Rajib's home claiming to be making electrical improvements on his power. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Instead, they wanted to destroy some of Pastor's property, and he confronted the workers about that. They returned with about 15 to 20 angry, militant men, and they began to beat him. They also beat his mother and his father. I spoke with his wife after the incident. They have a six-year-old son. She was understandably very, very frightened.
Rajib was beaten because his church was growing. He's still in recovery. Please pray for Rajib, his family, and his church, and find the full story at missionnews.org. And Christians in India face a growing tide of persecution, and it means the risk factor for church planters is growing. Hindu extremists have made it known that their goal is to establish India as a completely Hindu nation by 2020. Global Disciples recently traveled to Northeast India for small business training with local Christian leaders and church planters. While believers in India are standing strong in ministry, they can still struggle, understandably, with feeling discouraged by opposition. Global Disciples' Tim Cannell says one of the local Christian leaders led a devotional on risk, faith, and obedience.
He was able, since he's a local person, to speak into these fears and to talk about how if you're going to step out for Jesus, it is going to take risk.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.